From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election whose outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning 3 months ago. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters forecast. They had expected the CDU-CSU to win between 36 and 39% of the vote. Peter Matuszek is head of political analysis at the Forsa Institute in Berlin.
If you were asked about who would you vote for if you could choose between Merkel and Schulz, her lead is very big. We have her at 40, 46, 47%, and Schulz at only 22, 23%. The Christian Democrats will win this election, no matter how big the difference will be to the Social Democrats.
With the lower CDU vote and a stronger showing than expected by Germany's controversial far-right populist party, Merkel's win is arguably bittersweet. President Trump is waging a war of words this weekend with American professional athletes who refuse to stand as the national anthem is played. He says they should be fired and suggests that fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. For several days in a row, Trump has criticized the athletes, most of them black players, in the National Football League. Standing for the national anthem is a tradition at most American sporting events. The players have waged the protests for what they see as disparities in the treatment of minorities in the country and Trump's own divisive comments about U.S. race relations. This is VOA News.